Chapter 6. Lexi's heart was racing like a thoroughbred making its debut run in the Preakness as she careened into the retirement center parking lot. Where were the police cars? The ambulance? She'd expected people to be swarming. The state police, reporters, maybe even a medicopter. But there was only one police car, and it didn't even have the lights on. Her anxiety eased down a few notches. Things weren't as bad as she'd imagined. She'd barely made it into the entrance of the building when she ran into Jack. He did not look happy. Had something happened to Nance? But she'd sounded fine on the phone. Ruth, maybe? Her mind racing and her heart in her throat, she didn't resist as he led her to a quiet corner in the lobby. "Is Ruth okay?" she asked once they were alone. "Nance called in a panic, and I got here as fast as I could, but I had to borrow Cassie's car, and..." "She's fine, honey." Jack rubbed her arms until she calmed down a bit. "We're just finishing up. From the looks of things now, it's a simple case of breaking and entering."
"Breaking and entering?"
Once her pulse slowed and her breath grew more even, Lexi hazarded a look into her husband's eyes. She'd promised to stay at the bakery all day, and now here she was, blatantly violating their agreement. "I had to come. When Nance called me so upset, I had to make sure everything was all right. Are you mad I'm here?"
"No," Jack said, then sighed. "I would have called you if anything truly bad happened. You know that, right?"
"Yes, I know." Lexi dug the toe of her blue-striped Keds into the carpet. "I guess when the call came in, I just went into autopilot, fearing she might be in danger. With a killer loose and all, I didn't want to take any chances."
"I'm all for eliminating risk, especially where you're concerned."
He smiled, then grew serious.
"But this is all the more reason for you to stay put from now on. This is too much of a coincidence, considering what happened with Ruth's car. The killer could be getting careless. It's too dangerous for you to be showing up at every crime scene in Brookridge Falls."
She nodded, and they shared a quick kiss before Nance rushed over.
"Jack, do you think what happened today at Ruth's condo had anything to do with the homicide at the storage unit?"
Nance asked, her tone low as she eyed the nearby residents.
"I can't discuss an active case, Mona."
Jack shoved his hands into his pockets and gave Lexi's grandmother his best stern cop look.
"You know that."
"Is there a lot of damage to Ruth's place?" Lexi looked from Jack to Nance.
"I need to get back to the station,"
Jack said, backing away from them and avoiding her question.
"I'm sure your grandmother can fill you in. See you later, honey. And remember our agreement."
She waved to her husband and then turned back to Nance.
"So, what happened?" "Someone tossed Ruth's condo. That's what happened," Nance said, scowling. "Ruth's angry, and I don't blame her. This makes the second time someone's done that to her, and she's sick of it."
Lexi bit back the fact that perhaps if Ruth made better choices when it came to her male companions, she might not have to deal with less than scrupulous folks. If only she'd fall for that sweet old Mr. Conti. He seemed like a fine, upstanding man. Ida wandered over and joined in the conversation.
"Well, at least the last time the thieves put away her groceries."
Helen walked up to the group as well, sniffing with disdain.
"That's because those burglars were gentlemen. These riffraff had no manners whatsoever."
Ruth finished giving her statement to one of the officers and came over at last, looking both flustered and furious.
"Are you all right?" Lexi asked her.
"Maybe you should sit down for a bit."
"Yes, I'm fine, thank goodness. And no, I don't want to sit. I want to find the people responsible for this and make them pay."
Hoping to steer the group toward safer water, Lexi changed subjects entirely.
"I met a friend of yours this morning, Ruth. Herman Conti. He seemed very nice and worried about you, too. He'll be glad to hear you're all right."
"Herman?"
Nance, Ida, and Helen said in unison, giving Ruth a suspicious stare.
Well, you all know he's been coming around my place more lately. As a matter of fact, I also ran into him early this morning, and he wanted to know if I was going to be around for brunch. Of course, I told him I had other plans. I'm not interested in him that way. He's been sweet on me for years, but when I was with Nunzio, he steered clear. Nunzio had warned me to stay away from him, too. He was always so very jealous, you know. Ruth blushed, babbling. Anyway, I'm not going to hook up with Herman or anything. It's just nice to have the attention again now that Nunzio is gone. Besides, Vincenzio's has a 2-for-1 early bird special, so it makes sense to go with someone. Nan still sounded skeptical, but miraculously let the matter drop. Instead, she turned to Lexi. Spill what you know about the victim from Jack, dear. Lexi told them what she'd learned about Sherman Wilson and his recent stay in prison. Jack thinks that it would take another criminal to murder him in cold blood like that. Can't say I disagree. Nance began pacing, her gaze narrowed with deep concentration. Right. Well, I'm going to make an educated guess that there was only one killer in that storage hangar. Why's that? Ida asked. It's far too tight in there for more than one person to act with any certainty.
Makes sense, Helen said. Also makes sense that if whoever broke into the unit and killed Wilson didn't find what they were looking for, they came here to Ruth's to search for the list. That connects those two dots.
Again, I ask, why in the world would anyone think I had Nunzio's list? Ruth frowned, clasping her hands in front of her. If he'd hidden it at my place, I'd have found it during my spring cleaning. I turned the whole apartment upside down. Besides, we spent most of our time at his place anyway. If the thieves are going to search anywhere, it should be Nunzio's old home.
But the police searched there with a fine-tooth comb, and besides, someone else lives there now, and it's been renovated, Helen said. Nothing to be found there.
What are we going to do next? Ida asked the rest of the group. The killer's still out there. What if he comes after Ruth?
We won't let that happen, Lexi said, her tone adamant. The police are working on it, and Jack's putting in overtime to get this case solved. He thinks we should let them handle it and to keep ourselves safe.
Nonsense, Nan said. If this person is coming after my family and friends, the only way we're going to stay safe is to catch this criminal ourselves. With all their rules and regulations, the police aren't able to act as quickly as we can. And bless Jack's heart, but he'd get a lot further along on his cases if he'd learn to take my advice instead of ignoring it.
But Nan's, Lexi started.
I agree, Helen said. We've taken matters into our own hands before, and things have always worked out in the end. I say we need to start by locating this missing list of Nunzio's.
She lowered her voice as several residents of the center walked by, heading to water aerobics.
Maybe it really is hidden in that car somewhere. The guy that ended up dead underneath it probably had some kind of a tip. Not to mention the killer, Nance added. Don't forget, two people were in that storage unit. I don't think that was coincidence. They must have had a reason to be sniffing around Ruth's car.
Right. Once we have the list, then we can double-check the names and figure out who's still alive and not in prison. One of them must be the killer, Helen said.
Great plan. Except we can't just waltz back into the crime scene, Columbo, Ida said. The police still have the storage unit cordoned off and guarded, and the Olds is still being searched by the techs.
True, Helen said. And I'd much prefer if you called me Miss Marple. Trenchcoat beige has never been my color.
Ida rolled her eyes. Ladies,
I really don't think this is such a good idea, Lexi said, trying to protect the ladies while still keeping her agreement with Jack. Why don't you all come back with me to the bakery and we can... Maybe I can call Stan, the storage facility owner, again, and see if he can get us in after closing time, Ruth offered, ignoring Lexi completely. He seemed amenable enough to me when I talked to him last time. Perfect, Nance nodded. And ask him if he saw anyone suspicious sneaking around your unit within the last couple of days. If we can get a description, that might help us narrow down our roster of suspects. Come on, ladies. While Ruth's doing that, we can use the whiteboard in my condo to lay out what we know so far and plan out our strategy. Lexi sighed, lingering behind as the ladies took off for the elevators. Part of her wanted to run alongside them and to catch another criminal. The other part of her feared that if she broke her promise to Jack again, it might be one step too far. What they had was so precious and sweet and wonderful. Did she really want to risk losing all that? Then again, Nance had been there for her when no one else had. Nance was her rock. She couldn't just let her and her friends hunt down a killer alone. They'd come after Ruth twice now. What if next time they actually reached her? Lexi shuddered from the horrible thought. Nan stopped and called back. Are you coming, dear? We need you. Lexi hesitated for a second. Then, her mind made up, she sprinted to catch up with Nan's.